B-Pod Studios.
From B-Pod Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hey!
Good morning!
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June 9th, 2020. It's Maney and Roy. If you missed the big announcement yesterday, we made it at about 8:30, Roy.
We made...
What was our big announcement we made yesterday around 8:30?
Trying to think of what we announced.
Let me give you think music so you can think about it.
Okay. 8:30 yesterday. It's where we talking about... We were talking about outdated summer fashion trends. Just before that, we were talking about frontline heroes. I don't know. Somewhere in between?
Yeah. No memory of the big announcement yesterday?
No,
That the people at this time might not know?
Yeah, that's so old news to me. I'm so moved on. Loren had a baby!
We opened up the show yesterday at this time, Roy, not knowing what the deal was. And we found out with confirmation that Loren gave birth to a baby boy, a healthy baby boy, 9 pounds, at 10:13 p.m. Sunday night.
My apologies. I moved on. That is true, though.
Everybody's like, it's not on the show sheet.
Yeah. We didn't write it down.
Now, the interesting thing about Loren's baby is that the baby had no name. And from what I gather, any bit of information that I found last night on socials, I didn't speak with her, I didn't text with her. Mm-hmm. The baby still has no name as of now, but they haven't made it public.
I think...
There were seven that they were choosing from.
I think it's now a lie. I think that there is a name, and she doesn't want us to tell. She doesn't want to tell us because she knows you have a loud mouth and you go on the radio and you go say it. That's what I believe.
So it's a very celebrity thing. If you remember when the royals give birth, they don't announce the baby's name. They say the baby's here. Name will be revealed later, and that's kind of what Ren's doing.
Yeah,
I like that move, Ren.
Or she's going to do a big party announcement. She loves a
where
good
she can drink.
Yeah, she loves a good celebration.
Oh, that's funny. Well, congratulations to Loren. A 9-pound baby came Sunday night. Healthy baby boy. I sent Dallas a little message yesterday, and I said, Dallas, congratulations. And he said, the way he described the baby was really funny. I'm pulling it up. He said, thanks, buddy. He's a big, awesome fighting machine.
Fighting machine?
That's what he said.
Okay.
Kind of like a mean, lean fighting machine.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, congratulations to Loren and the family. Hopefully, Loren will pop in at some point this week and give us an update on how everything went and maybe a name. That'd be nice.
Maybe.
So, your day in 30, what'd you do yesterday?
I had errands, like running around. I had a doctor's appointment. I had a closing for real estate. We sold a condo. I was running around everywhere in town.
All busy all day.
All busy. And, we were also doing this thing where you had to go meet an attorney personally for this other thing. So I had to dress up. So
what'd you wear?
I went to two different attorney's offices, so I wanted to look nice. And so I'm wearing I'm wearing like a black T-shirt with like a blue suede jacket.
Okay.
Suit jacket. I'm pretty sure I almost passed out three times. It was so hot. Oh. That's miserable. I'm like, how do normal business people function?
I don't know how they function around here.
I'm like, I like to wear, you know what? Shirts and shorts. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I almost died yesterday. Do you know how hot it was yesterday? And it's hot this morning. Muggy. I hate it. It's just, now we're in the too much of summer. Bring it back. Scale it back some. It's too much.
It comes really, really fast.
Yeah.
It really does. Yesterday, I took Dean and my daughter, my son Dean and my daughter Ruby, to Audrey Kell High School because there was a rock out there. Did you hear the story?
No.
You know how every school has the rock where you paint the birthday on the rock? You know, that's what they do in the school systems.
It used to be a pig back in my hometown.
And you would paint a pig?
You'd paint a pig. Yeah, not
that's
a real
hilarious.
Not a real one. It was a statue of a pig, and you would paint it. Still there today.
Okay. And you would put, like, Roy's 10?
Well, you put whatever you want. The police allowed you to vandalize it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, every school, for the most part, in Mecklenburg school systems, and I know a couple in the Union County school systems have the rock, and you go and you put, you know, Nicole is 17 today. Happy birthday to Nicole. And you paint the rock up. There's a sign-up sheet so that you know when your time to go and paint the rock is.
Oh, really?
So that everybody gets, I think, like 24 hours with the rock, you know, with their paint. So, Kaden, an African-American student from Audrey Kell High School, on her time to paint the rock, instead of painting a birthday message, she put a Black Lives Matter message out there, and people vandalized it. They vandalized the rock. Mm-hmm. Yep. And with the hate will never win message, yesterday, Audrey Kell High School out in Ballantyne was packed with people and supporters as Kaden and her friends repainted the rock. And I found out on social media that was happening. And, I mean, I live in Waxhaw, but right across the Mecklenburg County line. And so I took Dean and Ruby and I went over there. We were going to... I tried to meet Miss Jessica from Power 98, our friend, from Larry's show. I don't know if Jessica was there. I said, Jessica, are you going? She said, yes. I'm here. It's very nice. Good crowd. I said, I'm here too. Where are you? I called her twice and I got no response.
Ooh, is she lying?
I don't want to say she's lying. Chances are she probably had her phone in her pocket.
I mean, how many people were at this thing?
I mean, maybe 100?
Oh, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, people were facing the road with signs, you know, and then other people were painting the rock and other people were just sitting there supporting. I saw Principal Switzer was there. From Audrey Kell High School, police officers were there. It was a really nice turnout. And again, I just wanted Dean to see. Ruby had to go with me. She had no choice. She's almost two. But I wanted Dean to see that, you know, hate will never win. And I wanted him to see a community come together.
That's really annoying.
So we went out there. I'm going to see. I tried to reach to Kaden yesterday, but she was too busy painting the rock.
Okay.
I wanted her to come on this morning because I think it's a really cool thing that she did.
I think it's important to come on. I can't believe that someone did that. Well, I mean, I can believe it. I mean, trust me, I can believe it.
You know, the truth is, Roy, is, you know, Audrey Kell, it's not the first time there's been an issue. There was a basketball player who was suspended for using a racial slur a couple years ago out there, a white basketball player.
Someone needs to go talk to the kids over at Audrey Kell.
I mean, it's been a thing, you know, so hopefully, you know, by people going out there and showing that, you know, hate will never win and treat everybody as an equal, for God's sakes. Don't vandalize a rock when, first of all, it's not your turn to write on the rock anyway.
It's not your turn to vandalize.
There's a vandalized sign-up sheet, and you jumped ahead, idiots. But anyway, no, in all seriousness, it was a really nice thing, and it was really cool to see. And I did the ultimate move.
Yeah?
Cars were trying to get out of Audrey Kell High School onto Audrey Kell Road, and for you guys in the outers, it's just kind of a busy back road, a lot of traffic. So I went around the other way. Okay, so now I'm in front of the high school by the exit, and I stopped all the traffic so that all the cars could exit. And while I was doing that, I was honking my horn and flashing my lights to the protesters. And everybody was getting all riled up. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So, it was a great little moment. But we got to tell you guys about the Schools Out shout-out hotline since we're talking about schools. We'll get into that. We got a War of the Roses for you. And there's still time to sign up. There's a couple spots left to get your Frontline Hero signs, Roy.
Not many, but if you go to kiss951.com, you can sign up. We'll talk about all of this starting in 5 minutes with the Manny Roy on the Rich Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Loren at kiss95.1.
Hey, come back. Why is it every time we go on the air, you run out of here, Nicole?
She's a producer. She's not an on-air person.
They want you.
I know. They want Nicole, but she doesn't want them.
I'm mysterious.
It's a busy week. My busy week starts today. I got my family coming in from Chicago and New Jersey.
Today?
Yeah. Today's the day. And we're supposed to have a big spaghetti dinner at my mom's house tonight. And my cousin, I'm going to talk about this later. And we tried to get a doctor on, Roy, to talk to us about whether or not this is true. My cousin's bringing the antibody blood because she had it tested positive for the antibodies.
Yeah, it seems like every time I've told a doctor, they laughed and they're like, what? and they thought I was joking.
Yeah, I texted a doctor, and she wouldn't even text back to that.
Because she does. Because is it? It's not true that if you have the antibody, it's in your plasma and your blood, and then you can transfuse that to someone to help fight the virus. That's
because,
what I've heard.
Because I think if I showed up at the doctor's office with a vial of blood and said, "Hey, can you put this in me?" They'd go, "What?
Come on, it's Superman's blood. I want to have some superpowers."
They're like, "I don't think that's how it works."
Wait, so could I, since I don't have psoriasis, could I give you my blood and then you wouldn't have psoriasis?
Oh my gosh, if that's how medicine works.
But then you would also get something that she has. What do you have?
I'm gay.
Yeah, you get
a tattoo.
I already
got that. Gay's in me.
Roy would end up getting tattooed.
Oh my gosh, what if your gay makes me straight and I want women?
Listen. No.
Anyway, so my brother and his family are flying in, and then my cousins are flying in from New Jersey today. So I have a busy week. They're here all week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Nicole, you're flying out of here tomorrow.
I am.
And you're heading to
Portland.
Yeah.
West Coast. There's a time zone. Don't bother me.
We're going to bother you.
We
always act like we're going to be fine, and then things go so disastrous.
you try and do such a good job of buttoning everything up before
you
leave.
Paper. There's extra paper by the print machine, so you don't text me at 1 a.m. West Coast time asking where the extra paper is.
That's smart.
I'm trying to put out fire drills.
But the interesting thing is that North Carolina had more cases than New York did.
Did we really?
And New York was like the epicenter, yes. So I told my cousin on a text chain yesterday, I was like, "Hey, you're coming from the epicenter to the new epicenter."
I know.
Way to go.
Portland is actually, like, they're way stricter than us. Like, nothing's open there.
Yeah.
So we're just doing takeout, and the hiking trails just opened.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Good. Okay. Well, anyway, good luck. All this should send Roy back to the bunker next week, I would think.
Yeah, I'm going to be probably in hiding for a little bit. But, you know, is bars and breweries open in North Carolina?
No.
No.
Because
you have to have food.
It's still restaurant only.
I was like, because I'm seeing them break the rules.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if they have food, they can be opened.
Oh, that's how they're
getting
away.
That's the criteria.
That's the way they're
But if it's just a bar, like a club or something, then they cannot be open.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm now over it. Open it up. Who cares? Just spread the virus. I'll just hide.
Aren't there places now who are saying that they're, like, holding a protest, so they're going to stay open? Like, wasn't there a race that happened?
NASCAR?
No.
Like a smaller?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's fans in the stands.
Yeah, and there were fans there, and they're like, "We're holding a protest."
Yeah.
Because I guess rules don't apply to protests.
Yeah, if it's a protest, then you can have a group larger than 10 people.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So they use that to get around it.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever. At this point, I mean, I'm going to take my precautions because I'm actually intelligent, unlike you people. But go out there and spread it. I don't care. Go ahead. Just get the virus. Who cares? I'm going to take care of me. You take care of you.
All right.
What an independent man.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's so strong. I'm so glad that Loren's new baby is going to be brought up around you. A very positive, independent man.
I'm only being this way today. It'll be a total different Roy in 30 minutes.
Well, I want to change your tune, Roy. Producer Nicole, you pulled the happiest songs list.
Yeah, like a week ago.
Well, we're just getting to it. And I think it's good now. Roy seems a little irritated this morning by everybody. Maybe we could play the happiest songs.
Okay, this will be fun.
Yeah, we got the top 5 happiest songs. And it'll put a smile on your face coming up at 6:35. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
The happiest songs. Mealing's supposed to put you in a good mood, huh?
So this is a list that we found, Roy, from Rolling Stone. And they should put you in a good mood, especially during these times where maybe you need to put a smile on your face just once in a while for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's a UK poll, and they did the top 50, but we'll pull the top 5. Now, the ones that we don't have from 10 to 5, Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. You know the Rick roll?
Yeah. That's
Just okay. Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode is a very British, gothy type band. I don't know why they made the list. Walking on Sunshine.
That's a great song.
You Could Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
I don't know that.
Come On, Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners. And then number five is this band. We're all familiar with them. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. The number five happiest song according to this list.
That's fun.
How many times have you screamed this out at a bar?
Oh, we're halfway there.
Oh, she's white, so quite often.
And you think you sound really good. I'm harmonizing with John.
What's the other one that everyone loves singing? Is it Journey?
Yes.
Don't Stop Believing.
Yes, that's another one. Loves. Midnight.
Yeah.
Hit It. How about Dancing Queen by ABBA, the number fourth happiest song on the list?
I love this song because all the women in gays dance and all the guys afraid of their masculinity don't want to move. But you know you love it. You know it's good.
All women and gay men to the dance floor, please. How about Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, the number three happiest song according to this list?
That's all right. It's meh for me.
They have better songs than that.
I totally agree.
Okay, now, then I gotta be honest. Number two and number one, I know the bands and I don't think I know the songs, at least by title. Number two is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Oh, it's an awesome song. In fact, that is so true. I've gone to something that I didn't want to go to, a social event, and I sat in the car jamming to this song, trying to get the motivation to go in and be social.
So this is a happy song.
Yeah, I like it.
Maybe I'll know it when I hear it, but the title doesn't sound familiar to me. The number two happiest song ever, according to this UK list from Rolling Stone. Did it work? Did you get out of the car?
I did.
And then the number one happiest song, according to this list, is Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra.
What is that?
I can't understand a lick of what they're saying.
That's not the Beatles?
No, that's Electric Light Orchestra, ELO they're called.
Oh, I always thought that was the Beatles that sung that.
Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe they copied the Beatles?
They sound like them, don't they? Please tell us why you had to hide
away for so long. Okay, there's your top five.
I like that song.
Yeah?
Yeah, you forget about it. That's one you forget about.
Where's Pharrell's Happy?
Yeah, there was no modern songs. I mean, this clearly was meant for not the younger people.
Well, there is from, and by the way, it's a poll of 1,300 adults between the ages of 30 and 55.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And the ultimate happy songs list includes 50 songs. We'll put the whole list up, the top 10 you just heard from us. The whole list will be up at kiss951.com.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
If you missed it yesterday, Lorette had her baby.
Yay!
Yes. She's officially a mom of two now. We don't know the name yet, but everyone's healthy and doing fine.
Baby boy was 9 pounds, born at 10:13 Sunday night.
Is that heavy?
Yeah, 9 pounds is pretty heavy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky, my mind. 9 pounds, good for you. It only gets worse from here, kid.
We gotta give Lauren credit though, because she came up with something called the Schools Out Shout Out Hotline. It was our way of trying to put an end to the school year, which came to a halt in March. In fact, yesterday, Roy, I went and picked up Dean's stuff from school in a plastic paper bag. I had to drive by the school. gave the student's name, and they brought you a paper bag of his stuff.
Of his personal belongings.
Did, like, some personal belongings he left, a lot of his work.
Yeah, everybody thought they'd be going back to school. And so since you never got a chance to do that real good goodbye, we thought we'd give the radio station to you. The people that, the students, the teachers, anyone that works in the school system, you control this radio station, and you do a Schools Out shout-out.
Yep, it's the Schools Out shout-out hotline. We're going to give you the number here in a second. So if you want to write it or... put it somewhere, like on your phone, so that you remember it. We'll do that for you. We'll also put it up at the MRL show on our Insta and Twitter. But here's what the Schools Out shout-out hotline sounds like. Here's a couple submissions we've gotten so far.
Hey, this is Tina. I want to shout out my last baby graduating from high school, Alina Stead. That's my baby. And I also have a nephew, Tomas Hamilton, graduating. And my other baby, he is my god-nephew, Jordan Payne, and my sweet little cousin Kayla, who's graduating and going on to Spelman College. I am super excited, and congratulations to all my graduates. I love you.
It's Jake, and I'm in fourth grade from Jackson Christian. I want to shout out to Miss Thornburg, who's my fourth grade teacher, because she taught me a lot of new stuff, and she made my grades go up. So I want that shout out. Thank you.
Shout out to Carson Alfaro, graduating from North Lincoln High School.
Got cut off, but North Lincoln High School is where, so I love that. You have a student, two parents, and of course, teachers can use it. Any faculty, any staff, anybody can use the Schools Out shout out hotline. And we'll play those for you at 650, 750, 850, 950 throughout the week as we get new messages. If we don't have any new messages, you won't hear them.
Well, we still got more to get to. The county commissioner is doing the school shout out that we still have to hear.
Yep.
So please go to our socials at the MRL show on Insta. And there you will see the Schools Out shout out hotline phone number. If you want me to tell you.
Yeah, why don't you? Because maybe somebody's got a pen in the palm of their hand ready to go.
Right. Maybe you're just so quick to call and you got your phone up right now. It's 704-899-4071.
We're actually, I know Dean's middle elementary school is doing a parade tomorrow.
Oh, that's great.
The teacher's goodbye parade. So it'll be happening at noon tomorrow. So it's a lot of great stuff. I just hate the fact that this is the way the school year is ending for so many people. And Dean's going from first to second. I just would be so heartbroken if I was a parent or a teacher and I had a graduating class that missed the opportunity.
I feel like, though, the teachers are having to go over and beyond, and it's just a one-up competition, though. Because I saw a video of a teacher doing some water-themed lesson where she was in scuba gear.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, all right, simmer down. I know that you see other viral teachers doing really cool things, but maybe we don't need to go over and beyond.
Maybe the science teacher doesn't need to go to the volcanic eruption to show everyone what, what lava looks like.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We're going to play the baby name game here in a minute. In honor of Loren, we'll give you details on that. But I just have to share something that happened off the air. Roy says, hey, I got to make a quick personal call. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, go ahead. And I'm like, who is he calling at 7 a.m.?
Well, so one of my real estate clients has their AC out. So I have a good HVAC guy.
Right.
I was calling over.
So I thought it was, I'm like, wow, he's calling somebody at 7 a.m. Okay.
Like my mom or something?
And well, no, I knew it was, so I hear... Hey, hi, you guys have serviced some of my other clients before, and I need your help. Oh, okay, because it says you open at 7 on Google.
So get this, is a pretty big company that I use, and I guess before office hours, or outside of office hours, the phone transfers to the owner.
Was it Dewey?
No.
Dewey Jenkins? Hi, Roy. I sure do love working with you guys on Kiss.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, I told you to call me gently.
No, I didn't realize it forwarded to the cell.
I just thought it was hilarious because I hear one side of the conversation and I'm like, wow, Roy's calling a service company at 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And who's open and who's like out working this early? And then all of a sudden, I'm sorry. Google says you're open at 7.
He's like, office opens up at 8. I'm like, wow, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Oh, that's funny. That's good stuff. Well, maybe he's got an emergency line.
I guess.
Okay, so Loren, if you didn't hear, gave birth to a healthy baby boy at 10:13 p.m. on Sunday night. 9 pounds, the baby boy is. And the reason why we're calling him Baby Boy is because Baby Boy doesn't have a name yet.
That's true.
Although,
or there is a name, and she's not telling us because we're big blabbermouths, and we'll come on the radio.
Or she's playing the celebrity card where you announce the birth of the baby, then you send the name out a couple days later like the Royals did.
That's probably more likely.
I know. Loren, she's so sly with her celebrity ways sometimes. But it brings up a funny conversation because we were pitching names, you know. And a lot of people were named after someone or something, which was cool at the time, but turned out to be, you know, so there's a lot of Britneys out there because of Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears was popular in the early 2000s, and, you know, she was really, really hit, and a lot of the moms named their kids Britney, and then Britney Spears became a train wreck. And do you change the story of how you came up with the name Britney because you don't want to say Britney Spears because she's a train wreck?
I don't know. Britney Spears is pretty amazing, mental issues put aside. She's like the biggest pop star.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
So, but we also make fun of her because she does weird things. Her gym burnt down. She's a little strange. Right? I mean, did you name your child Kylie after Kylie Jenner or Kourtney?
Oh, wow.
After Kourtney Kardashian, but maybe you're embarrassed to say why. So here's what we want. We want to line up the phones. We want to get you guys involved in this conversation because you are the people that did it. It's called the baby name game. Did you name the baby after somebody, and why did it turn out to be like either funny or controversial?
Yeah, like maybe there's you know, like a celebrity that ended up turning into like someone who did jail time. So like
right.
At the time you're like, oh, this guy was wonderful. And then he murdered five people.
Right. I mean, like think about it. Tiger Woods was a great golfer.
Oh, yeah.
And a really great person. And in 2010, his then wife came after him with a golf club after he crashed into her house. It was a train wreck. But maybe you had a kid named Tiger.
What if you were inspired by the Subway Jared guy?
Oh.
That didn't turn out.
Yeah. All right, 704-570-9595. It's called the baby name game. I got one for you. My dad was going to name my brother Rich after someone, and I'll tell you why we're all happy he didn't do it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show, Kiss 95.1, the baby name game. Who are you married after? Who are you named after?
Or maybe you named your kid after somebody. Like someone texted in and said they have a cousin named Tyson after Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson's had a pretty spotty past.
A little bit.
You know?
Bit off an ear.
What?
Isn't it? Didn't he bite off an ear?
Yeah, he bit off an ear, but he also had, like, a couple serious allegations against him.
Oh, really?
He went to jail for statutory rape.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
Yes. See? Mm. That's why you got to be careful when you name people.
All right, let's talk with Erica in Lincolnton. Now, your uncle named your cousin what?
Orenthal.
After who?
O.J. Simpson. He was a big sports fan.
Yeah.
That one didn't pan out well.
Oh, not at all. So I was actually really young. Like, I don't really remember all of that happening with O.J. Simpson. I just remember learning about it. So we call him Robert now.
Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is great.
That's right. Funny,
yeah,
but that's a perfect example, Erica, of somebody who was a hero, just like Mike Tyson was a hero and Tiger Woods was a hero. And not that Tiger Woods did anything criminal, but it was just funny at the time in 2010, I think, Roy, he was all over the news. It was top story for a month or so.
Yep. This is Storm in Rock Hill. Storm, you have a fascinating name. Who are you named after?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm named after an actual movie actor named Mason Storm in the movie Die Hard, I'm pretty sure. My mom named my sister Chelsea, and then later on it became very popular, and she wanted unique names. And then my dad brought up the idea, you know, he fought in the Desert Storm as well. So they saw that movie and saw Mason Storm. So my name is actually Storm Trevor, and then my last name is Mont Marquette, which is like a long last name. But yeah, I'm actually named after a movie and partially a war as well. It's pretty unique.
That is pretty unique. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling, Storm. Yeah. Great name. There's a Storm Field who's a weather guy in New York City.
I knew someone that was named Storm and they had a U.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Storm? I know. No, the U's He's different.
We got two. We got a couple people lined up. Two people in particular I want to get to, Roy. Kevin named his daughter after someone. And let me just check in with... Hey, Kevin, we're going to take a quick break and come back to you, but let me just get this clear. Roy and I need to know, your daughter is named after someone, but your wife doesn't know that she's named after this person. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to hear Kevin's story. And 90210 fans, I am so excited to talk to someone named after a 90210 character. We'll get to it at 720.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand, whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we're asking, who are you named after and why is it funny or controversial? We heard from someone who had a cousin named Orenthal after O.J. Simpson. We have Kevin on hold who named his daughter after someone and his wife still doesn't know that that's where the name came from.
I can't wait to hear that one.
We'll get to him. But let's say hi to Emily who's been on hold.
Emily, welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, so Mania was excited to hear from you because of some TV show connection. What's the name after?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I was named after Emily Valentine from 90210.
I loved Emily Valentine.
Okay.
In the original.
I'm not going to lie. I have never seen the show. Mm. So I had to look it up to make sure she was a real character before I called in so I didn't look crazy.
Emily Valentine was a real character. It was in the early to mid 90s, and she had really short bleached hair that was kind of like all spiked up and crazy. Very pretty face. But Emily Valentine also was the crazy one on the show.
Oh, okay.
She burnt the school float because she was jealous of everybody.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, and they sent her packing. So Emily, even though she was very attractive, was also...
She's a narcissist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'll be making a phone call to my dad after this.
Tell your dad, why did you name me after the crazy one on the show? I know. All right, thanks, Emily.
All right, let's talk with Heather in Lincolnton. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi, Heather. So you're named after someone, and then you named your son after someone.
I am named after Heather Locklear.
Yes, the actress.
Yeah, we have the same initials exactly. Hers are HDL and mine are HDL as well.
Okay, very cool.
And my son is named, his name is Cullen from Twilight.
Oh, yeah. Edward?
Yes.
Edward Cullen?
We talked yesterday about how our Midday Bay Cameron's real name is Cullen.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on her birth certificate and everything.
But they didn't want to go with it because they were afraid of the colon.
Yeah, up. My dad said the same thing. He said everybody's going to call him colon instead of colon.
That's awesome. Thanks, Heather. This is great. This is the greatest thing ever.
What's that?
This person's name, legit, on their birth certificate, on line 9, Roy, I give you Shira, Princess of Power. Hi, Shira.
Hello, good morning.
So you're full, is that like you're just your first name, or is that your first and middle? Like, what is that?
Shira, S-H-E-R-A, is my first name, and then Princess of Power is my middle name.
No way. And please tell me you have, like, just like a normal last name. So it's like Shira, Princess of Power, Blankenship.
Johnson.
Johnson.
It is. It's a very common last name.
That's so funny.
Tell us about school. What kind of an experience did you have in school?
Well, actually, I dealt with the name until sixth grade. I told my mom I was not going to go through 8 different classes with 8 different teachers and students and try to explain it. So we dropped the hyphen and the Princess of Power. So now I just go by Shira.
And Shira, Princess of Power, wasn't she He-Man's female counterpart?
I believe she was his sister, if I'm not mistaken. I have a couple. My boyfriend is into that crap, and I have the cosplay costume and shirts. And the, yeah.
So have you changed your middle name back since you have all the cosplay stuff?
No, I kept the Princess of Power off, but when I go to do certain things, sometimes that pops up because that was my name before. So, yeah.
Loads of fun.
That is awesome. Thank you, Shira. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Good. Thank you. So this is all, by the way, I'm sending this whole segment to Loren, who's in the hospital with her baby, and she's either still trying to pick a name or has a name that she hasn't released yet. But I think that all these are good.
I agree.
At least the idea of it is good.
Let's talk with Kevin in Charlotte. Now, your girlfriend or wife doesn't know what you've named your kid, right?
No, she doesn't know.
Okay. So tell us what it is.
Find out.
Yeah, what's the story?
All right. So my daughter's name is Jenna. And, you know, she thinks that it's just because I loved that name for a long time. But what she doesn't know is that Jenna, my baby daughter, is named after this lovely lady that I met in New York City 10 years ago. And we had a little fling. And so she's always been in my mind, you know. So it's kind of weird, I guess.
So your kid's named after a fling that your wife doesn't know about.
Well, yeah, I guess she knows now, or she's going to know. But yeah, it was a one-night stand.
I got to be honest, and I'm not trying to say this in a creepy way, but if you do you ever call your daughter Jenna or look at your daughter and think of that fling?
You know, not every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, there was a good connection there. It wasn't kind of like a creepy thing. So it's like whenever I think of her in like a positive way. So
if Jenna showed up today, would you leave your wife for Jenna?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Good leading question, though. All right, thanks, man. Have a great day. Tell Jenna we said hi. The daughter, of course, I'm talking about.
Not the fling.
A couple texts coming in. My oldest is named after Brandon from 90210. See, I told you that whole 90s, Britney Spears, like 80s, there's a lot of Mariahs I knew.
Is there a lot of Chandlers and Rosses that I don't
know
about?
There should be. Let's see.
Is there Phoebes running around?
I have a daughter named Whitney after Whitney Way Thor from My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
No, that's not true. Really?
That's true. And 828 says, I have a daughter named Whitney after Whitney Houston.
Okay.
All right. These are great. We're going to pass these along. I'm named after Lisa Marie Presley. My son is Owen from The Baby on Party of Five. And my second son is Seth from The Kid on the OC.
We got to get to Can't Be Loren. Loren's not here. We're going to take the returning champ from yesterday, which, by the way, they only won by literally one correct.
Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy only won by one. And not like she got four. No, she only won by one.
She won 1-0.
So, we'll have Tammy on. If you want to play 704-570-9595, Can't Be Loren coming up next.
Now, it's time for Can't Be Loren.
Loren.
All right, we're going to play fast here. Tammy, the returning champ from Marshville, is going to be playing against Tori. Tori and Lincolnton, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, we're going to put Tammy on hold so she cannot hear these questions. Go ahead and pick up on that, Nicole. There we go. All right, Tori, here we go.
All right, Tori. Question number one, Jeff Bezos is a supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, and he said some customers weren't happy about it, but he made it clear that he's more happy to lose customers over his stance. What company does Bezos own?
Amazon.
Vanessa Bryan has filed a wrongful death lawsuit for the death of her husband. She said that his death cost her family hundreds of millions of dollars. Her husband, Kobe, is known for what sport?
Basketball.
And we made it easy today. Question three, Jennifer Lopez, alongside with her fiance, participated in a protest with signs made by her twins. Who is her fiance?
A-Rod or Alex Rodriguez.
Jennifer Aniston has reportedly given up $1 million to various organizations that support ending racism. Jennifer Aniston played Rachel on what iconic sitcom?
Friends.
And question five, Mike Tyson has taken a knee and posted the photo yesterday. So far, the president hasn't commented. The two have been friends for years. The president was also the host of what reality show?
Okay.
All right. Now we'll take Tammy back.
All right, Tammy, welcome back. Our friend Tori got them all correct, so we're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Tammy in the record books for winning yesterday by getting one correct, winning 1-0. All right, wow. Tammy, are you ready?
As ready as I guess I am, yeah.
All right, Jeff Bezos is a supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, and some of his customers weren't happy about it, but he said, hey, listen, I'm happy to lose customers over my stance. What company does Jeff Bezos own?
Amazon.
Three?
Probably shop there all the time.
Two.
Online.
One.
Online Target.
All right. Question two. Vanessa Bryan has filed a wrongful death lawsuit for the death of her husband. She said it actually cost her family hundreds of millions of dollars. Her husband, Kobe, is known for playing what sport?
Basketball.
Question three. Jennifer Lopez, alongside with her fiancé, participated in a protest with signs made by her twins. Who is J-Lo's fiancé? Three, two, one. No answer there, Roy. Question four. Jennifer Aniston has reportedly given up $1 million to various organizations that support ending racism. Jennifer Aniston played Rachel on what iconic sitcom, Tammy?
Friends.
Question five. Mike Tyson took a knee and posted a photo yesterday. So far, the president hasn't commented. The two have been friends for years. Now, the president hosted a reality show. What show was that? Three. Two. One. Okay, no answer there for Tammy. Roy, what is the final score?
Final score is 5-2. Tori is now the leader.
Yay, congrats, Tori.
Tammy, your one-day run is over, but you'll always be in the MRL show record books as winning Can't Beat Loren 1-0.
Woo, that's a real big win.
And today I see on our notes here, Roy, it's the last day of Tammy at the Union County School. So congratulations, yeah. Tammy.
I want to give a big shout out to all the peeps at Union County. Y'all did an amazing job. Keep it up. It's been a crazy year, but we'll continue to do a fabulous year next year.
You will. And
I love that.
You will be going to class next year. The class you'll be going to, pop culture news. All right. Thanks, Tammy. Thanks for playing. Love you.
All right, Tori in Lincolnton, coming back on tomorrow morning at this time with the Mania War and the Wrench Show. Thank you so much.
Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
Jenny, welcome to the Mania War and the Wrench Morning Show. You said you think your boyfriend is cheating on you, and you think your new puppy is the one that busted him?
Yeah. I'm a flight attendant, so I travel a lot for work. But I came home last weekend playing with our new puppy, Cody. We were playing in the living room, and he, like, disappeared for a minute. And I was, like, wondering where he went, so I kind of went to, like, find him. And I found him, like, in the hallway, and he was chewing on a pair of underwear that I did not recognize as mine.
Ooh. I wonder why dogs do that on another note.
Yeah, they always do good for the crotch of
yeah.
underwear.
No, it's- yeah. Should we move on?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You did not recognize the underwear?
No, it definitely was not mine. I would know.
So, how long have you guys been living together?
About 2 years.
Oh.
And is this the first time that you kind of thought something might be happening?
Yeah. We've been really happy. I want to believe that it's not what I'm thinking what it is, but, I mean, what else can you think if you find underwear that isn't yours in sure. your apartment? Ladies' underwear.
Did you say anything to Gary? Have you mentioned it at all?
No, I haven't. I just knew that if I brought it up, we would just start fighting and that, like, it wouldn't go anywhere. And so I thought this would be a better way to figure out if he's cheating or not.
Okay.
Now, what if he sends them to you? Do you still want us to press the issue and find out whose underwear they were?
I do, because I want to know why they're in our apartment. I mean, we've been living together for 2 years, so, like, Has he been cheating on me recently, or like is he cheating on me at all? Like I want to know.
Okay, cool. We'll dial him up. Hold on a second.
Hello.
Hi, is this Gary?
Yeah, this is.
Hi, Gary. My name's Leslie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have great news for you today. We have your name and number, all your contact information from the winner of our tag contest on Instagram. Congratulations.
What did I win?
Oh, you won $100 in beautiful romantic red roses. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we picked your name.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. What do I do?
I just need the name of someone you'd like to send them to, and I'll get all their contact information here in a moment. And I also have a card, but let's start with the name. Who would you like to send these romantic flowers to?
Her name's Jenny, my girlfriend.
Okay. And what would you like to write on Jenny's card?
Say something like, us moving in together has been the biggest, best thing that I've ever done in my life, and I love you so much.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
This is War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1. Your girlfriend Jenny's on the other line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So typically, well, we do this War of the Roses to catch cheaters, if you don't know of it.
Okay.
All right, so the other day when you were at work, I was at home with Cody, and I found him in the hallway chewing on a pair of ladies' underwear that is definitely not mine. And I love you, but I really want to know what's going on and what's happening and why I found those underwear in our apartment.
Well, that sounds weird, but what did the underwear look like?
They're more than
they
one.
They were black lacy underwear, like sexy lacy underwear.
No, it's not like that. It's a little weird. I have like a shoebox full of ex stuff from ex relationships, like ex files type stuff. I got one or two pairs of underwear in there from ex girlfriends and stuff.
Wow. So you think that's where Cody got it from?
That's 100% where Cody got it from.
So you're not cheating on me?
No, not at all. I love you, Jenny. No, what? I would never cheat on you. No, we moved in together. You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Are there other pairs of underwear in that shoebox that Cody can get into?
Yeah, because Gary, you asked what they look like, which kind of means that you were trying to single out which pair was which.
Yeah. There's one or two. There's one or two in there. But if you're uncomfortable with it, honey, I'll get rid of it. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, you could also wash them and wear them yourself.
No. Oh, my gosh, Manny.
Oh.
I'm all for recycling.
Well, at least you now know, Jenny, what's going on.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thank you for a wonderful ending to a War of the Roses where there was no cheating.
Yeah!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine at Kiss 95.1.
This article came out this morning saying, after months at sea, the final cruise ship carrying passengers made its way back to port in Germany. After a six-month odyssey around the world during which it was hit by coronavirus, the last cruise liner still carrying passengers has finally made its last port of call, delivering eight passengers to a world vastly changed from the one they set sail in back in December.
Now, was it a six-month cruise, or were they just stuck? And if they were just stuck, I have a way more questions. Like, what do you tell your boss? Hey,
what do you tell your boss?
I literally can't come to work. They won't let me off my vacation.
Let's pick up with Shannon on line six. She might have some insight for us. Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
So you worked for a cruise?
That is true. I was a performer on a cruise ship until we were shut down over the coronavirus.
Okay, when were you shut down?
So we stopped servicing passengers, I think like middle of March, but then as a crew member, I was still on board for like 3.5 weeks after that.
With no passengers, just other crew members?
Yeah, just crew members, just sailing away.
Really? Just floating around by yourself?
Yeah. Oh. Yes. And we were lucky enough that the virus never reached our ship. So we were just kind of hanging out, really.
Did you party? I mean, were you allowed to party and stuff?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Copious partying was done, for sure.
I was about to say, if there's only, because there's probably, what, 2,000 staff members on a boat, you would say? Or
about that. And so we were all just still there, because I think for a while they thought we were going to be back into service by, like, the end of a month, and it just didn't happen that way, but they kept us.
That's so fascinating to me, like, do people still have to go serve food, or is it a free-for-all? You just make whatever you want.
I know. Like, the people that make up the rooms and stuff, are they like, hey, I'm partying with y'all? Do you think I'm making up the room tomorrow morning? You're out of your mind.
Yes, and that was what was cool, is the crew members started mingling a lot more. Like, we weren't separated by departments because we all had less work to do. So it was a lot of, like, cool kind of kindredship. I met people I never would have met from, like, so many different countries. It was actually really kind of neat.
So basically, you were like Rose on the Titanic. You went down to the dreaded third deck where the common folk were. Remember, she went down there and it was a huge party.
Yeah. I don't know that I found my Jack, but it was, you know,
was there
Titanic.
God, I have so many questions. Shannon from Charlotte on the Meanie Roy and Lorenz show. She was on a cruise ship, worked on a cruise ship. What did you do? What was your job on the ship?
I was a performer. I was a singer.
Oh, that's cool. So, you were stuck on the ship with your coworkers. Would you go singing?
Yeah, actually. And people started doing, like, little shows. They're like, oh, we're singing up on the deck tonight and, like, doing karaoke. And, yeah.
Oh, that is so awesome. Was the captain cool?
Yes. He was very cool, very kind and communicative, like, because I think people started to get scared, like, what if it reaches us? Like,
right.
What's going to happen then? Are we going to be quarantined to our cabins and all that stuff? But that never happened. We were lucky that it never got on board.
You ever get up to, like, the, what do they call it, where the captain sits, the pot?
The deck?
The deck, I guess? Yeah, what's that called?
The bridge. The bridge.
The bridge.
The bridge.
So close.
Shannon goes up there and she's like, hey, Captain, like all hammered. Can I? Hi, Shannon. Would you like to honk the horn? I sure would, Captain. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me sing you a tune.
I needed your advice. I should have done that the whole time.
So there was a lot of hooking up or what?
Yeah. And that's what's funny is there always is, like, the crew always has a robust, you know, like, party life. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of escalated because what else is there to do?
So, do you get to eat and drink for free during this little ship quarantine?
Eating, yes. So room and board was all free. But then you have, like, the crew bar, which then we kind of took over the guest bars, which was really fun because the crew bar usually is not a very, like, aesthetically pleasing room.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of started drinking out on the decks where the crew or where the guests usually would. And that's, it's, you pay for it, but it's very cheap. It's crew prices.
I think I'm about to quit and go become a crew member.
I know. Roy, I got to be honest. Like, I told my wife, I go, oh, hey, we have an interesting spot tomorrow at like 8:05. We're going to talk to Shannon. She was stuck on a cruise ship for 3 weeks and like couldn't make port. Now I'm like, she was stuck on a cruise ship for 3 weeks and had a blast.
And by the way, did you get paid for it?
Oh, yeah, we were.
Meanwhile,
retain us, like, in case we went back into service. So, we still got paid.
Meanwhile, back in the States, I'm freaking out, taking Lysol wipes to everything I bought at Walmart. Panicking every 2 seconds, scrubbing every inch of my house.
Meanwhile, she's drinking off of an ice luge.
She did a belly shot off the captain on the bridge.
So do the officers typically don't mingle? Because I imagine, like, Shannon, you and a lot of the other show performers are very attractive women. And do the officers try and come around and court you?
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. And they're all bored. And, like, yeah, there's definitely a culture of, like, and then I would say the performer girls like to get with the officers.
Wow. Now, would everybody wear their uniforms or would you wear casual clothes?
Good point.
They have great uniforms. They also have portholes in their cabins, and we don't. So,
you want to be
upgrade. Right.
Oh, yeah, you want to upgrade to an officer so you get a good view.
You want to get some natural light.
Well, why wouldn't you be allowed just to go to, like, whatever penthouse big suite that's open? I mean, what I mean? The guests aren't there.
You would think we would all have moved into guests' rooms, but we didn't.
It's like nobody being at the Panther Stadium and everybody being, like, allowed to go to the front row or, like, go to a suite,
I'd be finding Cam's suite, his former suite, but that's mine.
Did the captain wear his whites the whole time, or did he break it down into a fun Hawaiian shirt?
That was actually really funny, is, like, the captain and the staff captain and all those guys you never see outside of their, like, very regal white kind of naval-looking uniforms. Like, they started just showing up to the crew bar, like, in a cap or, like, a baseball cap and, like, shorts. I'm like,
is that?
That's
so cool.
Got a picture of the captain with a shirt that says, "Who farted?"
Yeah.
I'm with stupid.
Yeah, you start to really get to know things about them that you're like, oh, interesting. All right. More normal than...
We got to run, but thanks for coming on with us. Shannon stuck on a cruise, stuck nothing, partying on a cruise ship for 3 weeks. When do you hear that you're going back out?
Rumors are around August, but we'll see.
Oh, so exciting. I so want to go work on a cruise ship. Yeah, can we do radio on cruises?
You could become the director, right?
Of what?
They're fun. Isn't it the cruise director who gets on and says, good morning, everybody?
Actually, yeah, that's a fun job. You should check it out. Yeah. Come work with me.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
We can party it up.
Shannon's got the hookup. All right, Shannon, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for the insight. Wow, what a life.
But then I'd be hoping for a worldwide pandemic so I could just party on a ship for 3 weeks.
Be safe.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Big announcement yesterday at this time. Lorraine gave birth to a baby boy.
She did. We still don't have a name yet. She's keeping it a secret because she's a superstar celebrity, and that's what they do.
They release the baby, and then they release the name days later.
Right.
Hopefully she'll use a British royal crier.
Attention all.
Attention, everyone. On the seventh day of the Lord's month of June, Lorraine gave birth to a baby that was the pounds of nine.
You know, because they go backwards.
Right.
Make it sound more official.
The inches of 21 and now they're like, wait, what? How'd you go from 9 pounds to 21 inches?
In the city of Charlotte, the name will be revealed later and I will yell it.
So she's not going to be here for a while. Obviously, she's on maternity leave. And if you're just joining us, we got breaking news that Roy's going to be leaving the show.
I am. I'm going to go work on a cruise ship because we had a girl from Charlotte on, and she was stranded at sea because of coronavirus with all of her coworkers on a cruise, and it sounded amazing.
Yeah, they let all the passengers out, and 2,000 crew members, Shannon her name is, Providence High School graduate, she was on board, and she basically, everything we threw at her, she said yes to. Like, yes, they were hooking up. Yes, the captain did take off his whites and wore a T-shirt.
I came up with things. I'm like, there's no way they would do that. No, they did do that.
Did you have access to the pool? Yes.
Went to the bridge.
The bar? Yes. Did you get to go and do your own shows? Yes.
Did you hook up with people just for a view? Yes.
So Roy says he wants to get on board. And I said, Roy, you know what you can do? Now, you've never been on a cruise, right?
Never been on.
I went on one cruise on the Pacific Ocean. We did the French Riviera thing. I'm sorry, the Mexican Riviera, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo San Lucas, and another. I forget what the other stop was. But the cruise director is basically like a radio host.
And he's the guy at the dinner show who directs?
Kind of, but like you'll just be like getting breakfast in the morning and you'll hear this.
Attention everybody on the Princess of Sea.
Hmm.
Today is Tuesday, June 9th, and we have a lot of things to do today.
Oh, he just makes PA announcements?
But like he'll do, but then he'll also like host the captain's cocktail party and he'll be like, here he is, the captain himself. You love him, all 6'3" of him. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands up. He's very single.
Oh, is he supposed to be funny and wacky?
He is, yeah. Yeah. He's basically, I'm not joking you when I tell you he's a radio disc jockey.
So you're telling me that when we get canned, that's ultimately what we're going to be doing, is working on a cruise ship.
You did a little research. What do they make a year, these cruise directors?
They make like $4,000 a month. That's good money, man.
At sea?
Yeah.
Attention, everyone. We'll be doing the limbo on the main deck coming up at 3 p.m. today. Don't forget the kids get to hang out as well in the kids' pool. If you're looking for some adult time, alone time, make sure you keep it to your cabin.
So unnecessary.
That would be on my demo. You got to send a demo.
Okay.
What do you got?
This is my audition tape so I can become a cruise director.
All right, here we go.
Good morning, passengers. We're going to be passing through Cabo today, where my third wife is. And then later on, we're going to be having us at sea ice skating. Don't ask me how it's possible. 90 degrees, and we have a block of ice. Nice, what?
Today's protocol, ladies and gentlemen, is Jamaica. If you...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
see Joey. You'll know Joey. Tell him he owes me $20 in a bag. Don't look in the bag. Just bring it back. It might stink a little bit. Just bring it to your old cruise director.
And then he has to get serious. Oh, on a serious note, please stop throwing things off the cruise ship. It's a safety hazard, and you will be banned from all Caribbean cruises.
This is a serious announcement. It has been brought to our attention that someone has stolen the captain's hat. That is a no-no. If you take a selfie with the hat, we will find you, and you will be forced off the ship at the next port of call.
It's all like immature things. All right, listen, you don't have to tell me who. Just bring it back by 5 p.m., and all of this goes away.
Hey, guess what? We found it, everybody. It was behind his bed.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Coming up, why I'm going to ask my cousin to bring some blood to me.
Because that's not weird, you vampire.
But we do have to remind everyone, there are still a few spots open to get your MRL show Frontline Hero Lives Here sign that we'll put on your front yard.
You know, there's a lot of people, not just doctors, nurses, and medics, and police, and firefighters. There's a lot of people that's dealing with the public on an everyday basis, and the cases in North Carolina seem to still go up for COVID-19, so they're still at risk.
So head to kiss951.com and either nominate yourself or someone you know who is a frontline hero, who's putting themselves out there on the front line every day, and we want to recognize these people. We want to put a sign on their front yard, thanks to our friends at Window Nation.
I got this DM from Tristan. And it says, hey, can you do me a favor? When y'all are talking about the essential workers, say something about logging, because we are essential too, and you never hear about it. I guess the people delivering wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need wood.
Okay.
So loggers, you're essential. We could put a sign in front of your house. Sign up, kiss951.com.
Let's see. Someone says, my dad is an MRI tech at a trauma hospital in Charlotte, and I'm an MA for a kidney transplant office. He gets called in at all hours. We don't get days off, and we don't complain. We're both very thankful to still have a job and be able to help people during this time. Someone says that, let's see. We read that one yesterday. Oh, here's Norm the Storm. Norman's my coworker at Medic. He works hard each and every day during this pandemic. He's a hero and always has my back.
Norm the Storm.
Love Norm. My sister Madison is a nurse at Atrium Health at CMC Concord. So there's plenty of room for you guys to write up a little something about your frontline hero. Head to kiss951.com. Our numbers are going fast, so our spots are depleting. So we want to be able to get assigned to you. So do it today. Do it right now if you can.
Yep, kiss951.com. Also, we're getting some people that are like plumbers and contractors, and I've been writing their numbers down because Lord knows I'll need their help at some point.
Did you take the kidney guy's number too?
Yeah, I need one of those.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So my week gets crazy starting now. Producer Nicole's week gets crazy starting tomorrow, and Roy's going back to his
hiding
location. My family's coming in. I got my brother and a wife and three kids. So that's five coming in from Chicago. They're flying today.
Oh.
And okay. Then my cousin and her two daughters are flying in from New Jersey. And that's where it gets interesting, Roy, because my cousin tested positive to the antibodies. She had the virus.
Not no more, though.
Not anymore. Her other daughter tested positive. But the third daughter didn't. But she was sick. Okay. How strange is that with the test?
Yeah, I mean, you're hearing all sorts of things.
Right? So she just texted me, my cousin Kristen, and said, hey, I'm coming with the antibodies, and put it in exclamation points. I'm like, great. I'm seriously going to hold on to it.
So it's a vial of blood that has the good antibodies in it. And what can they do?
Here's where things get squirrely. And we've reached out to a couple experts, including our friend Dr. Sam over at UNCC's. She is part of the virus department. She's our virologist, we've always called her.
That's it. Whatever that is.
She like studies dangerous viruses. Yeah. You know, we've had her on a lot through this whole pandemic. In fact, we had her on before the pandemic, where she said I was the germiest person on the show. And I don't know for sure, but we're trying to find out. So somebody told my cousin when they took the blood, like, hey, you have the antibodies. Would you like us to put it in and take your blood and put it in a vial, in a tube? Mm-hmm. And she said yes. And the idea being that if someone gets sick, I can take their blood, put it in my body, and then fight the virus.
There's no way that works.
I need confirmation
on
this.
Scientist probably is taking the blood to then maybe get a vaccine. But if that's how we can cure sicknesses, just by injecting people's blood, don't you think we'd be like curing, I don't know, cancer and all these other things?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can get the cancer antibody, but I'll say this. How weird is it that when you get bit by a rattlesnake, you take the poison and then you have to put the poison in?
What?
That's what you do. You inject yourself with the poison to save your life.
You're probably dramatically ill-explaining something there.
I'm not. I'm explaining it properly.
Listen, I know that maybe we don't attract the most intellectual group of audiences, but there's got to be at least one doctor listening, right?
I'll take an RN. I'll take anybody who understands how the antibody works. But can someone please confirm that it's true that you could take the blood of somebody who tested positive to the COVID-19 antibody and put it in your system to help fight the virus?
What are you going to do? Get a needle and one night just inject someone else's antibody blood in you?
I don't think I'm going to do it myself. I think I'll take it to the hospital, though, or take it to a doctor and have them do it.
You're going to show up to your family doctor and say, hey, doc, guess what I got?
I mean, when you break it down that way, it sounds silly, but
Hey, listen, doc, I don't know if insurance covers this. Don't know what the copay situation is, but I'd like to inject this person's blood that you don't know who it is and what's in it into my body.
704-570-9595. Smart people around the Queen City, can somebody confirm that you do this? Also confirm, I'm telling you,
you sound nuts.
When you get bit by a poisonous snake, the venom is also the antibody.
That can't be right.
I'm telling you, country boy, it is.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Maney, let's get some experts in, because whenever I call you an idiot, it's not verified. And I just want other people to tell me it's true.
Are you calling me a COVID idiot?
Yeah. So you have a family member that's bringing you blood that has the antibodies in it, and you claim that you can give that blood to you, and therefore you would be able to fight off coronavirus.
If I got sick with COVID-19, I would bring the blood to the doctor.
And the doctor would just randomly believe that this blood's good.
I'm sure it would say something that another doctor would sign off on it or something.
Okay, and then the other thing is that you claim that snake venom, in order to stop venom from killing you, you inject more snake venom inside of you.
Yeah, that's correct. That's why when people go and hunt rattlesnakes or copperheads, they take their fangs and put them into a tube and they drain the venom from the snake. Then they sell that to the hospital and the hospital uses that as an anti-venom. I don't know why it works, but it just does.
Okay, let's bring in Kelly from Salisbury.
I'm serious. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Maney.
Kelly, you're a nurse. What would you like to say to Maney?
Maney, I was screaming at the radio right before I called you. You cannot inject yourself with somebody else's blood because there's a bunch of different reasons. The first one is that it's not sanitary. So if they're giving it to her in a vial, it has not been cleaned and processed and checked for other things. And if you do that, you could possibly give yourself an anaphylactic reaction. Okay. The other thing is that when somebody gives it to them, it's more or less probably for them to be able to give to a company to test for the actual antibodies and to see if they can maybe use it to help create a vaccine. It's not for somebody to give to someone else. There's just so much unsanitary about that. And plus, when your blood is in a tube for a while and it's not properly stored, it coagulates. So basically, it all sticks together. And if you tried to inject yourself with that, you'd give yourself a blood clot.
I believe all that, Kelly.
Like you got 10 heads.
But I believe all that. But I have two questions for you. One, why? And I'm trying to get my cousin to come on with us. First of all, she's got the most New Jersey accent ever, which is hilarious. Right. And two, someone told her they said to her, after she tested positive for the antibodies, they asked her if she would like to have the blood, and she said yes. They didn't just tell her that to put it on the on a mantle as a trophy.
Did the doctor say, here, do you want the blood so you can just give it to your friends and family?
From what I understand, yes. That's why I'm trying to confirm that.
No, your cousins messed something up.
Also, Kelly, what about a blood transfusion? That's huge. That's when you take blood from one person to another.
So here's what happens. So when we take a blood out of somebody's body, that blood goes into a bag, and it is properly stored at a perfect temperature, first of all. So when it is properly stored at a perfect temperature, it goes to a lab where it is then tested for all the blood-borne pathogens and anything else that could cause problems, like people with clotting problems. So the blood all starts to clot on its own because somebody may have a blood disorder. And that's why after you give blood, they call. Sometimes they'll call you and say, you know, you have something rare in your blood. You might want to go to the hospital or to the doctor's office to be tested. They'll call you and tell you that after you give blood. And then after that, it is then sent to the hospital to give to the doctors and nurses. But what happens is the person who is going to be receiving that blood has to get their blood tested to make sure they match and to make sure that they're okay for it. And then we have to strenuously watch that person as they're getting blood. To make sure they did not have a reaction to their blood.
You can't be just hanging out in your living room shooting up blood.
I'm not going to do that. I was going to take it to the doctor, but somebody texted in and said that it's the platelets inside the blood that helps fight. That's where the antibodies are.
Yeah. Is a platelet an antibody?
But the thing is that that blood has to be separated after it is drawn. If it's not been separated correctly and all you're getting is blood from somebody, it's not going to do you any good. It's pointless to have it.
Kelly, are you a snake expert, too? Because let's go ahead and just settle this one, where he says you need more venom when you get bit by a snake. You need more of that venom to stop the venom.
So, actually, my cousin works for the state of North Carolina, and he actually, the state of North Carolina will send rare snakes to him that they collect from collectors that are not supposed to have them, and he'll milk them for their venom. But what they do is once they milk them for the venom, it then goes off to a lab where it is then, like, kind of, like, carefully extracted the inflammatory reaction that it causes, and it's broken down to cause a reverse reaction. So that's why you have an anti-venom. But it has to be made from that venom. It's kind of like a virus.
See? Okay, but you know
how we do. Like, the flu virus has a little bit of the flu in it.
Right. But see, Maney made it seem like you just need more venom. Maney seems like you just add more venom. That's like me getting on the radio saying, you know what? I want to lose some weight, so I'm going to eat more cheeseburgers to combat the cheeseburgers I'm already eating on a daily basis.
According to my theory, if you stepped on a rattlesnake and it bit you, if you find another rattlesnake and it bites you, you even out.
No, you just die faster.
I know. I get what you mean. It has to go to the lab and be, yes. But in a strange, it is kind of strange, though, that the same thing that could kill you could save your life. And that's what I'm saying about the COVID-19 plasma is the same thing that can kill you. Also could save your life, the platelets.
But the thing is that a doctor could not take that blood that she gives you and break it apart like it needs to be specially broken down to be able to give you a vaccine, because that's essentially what you're thinking it can do is give you a vaccine. If that's how it works, we would have already had a vaccine by now.
Okay.
Also, I'm kind of curious on how
a vaccine, because it's not broken down like that.
And Kelly, I'm kind of curious on how, like, how she gives it. Like, is it going to be like in a styrofoam case, or is it going to be like, hey, do you have that blood? Oh, yeah, let me get my purse. Hang on. And she's like sorting through it, can't find it. It was just, the blood was just in here.
Got gum stuck to it.
Hang on. Oh, here it is. A little limp, but rub it off.
If she doesn't bring it in that really cool thing that Nedry used in Jurassic Park, the shaving cream bottle, where it went.
Yeah.
She needs to bring it in that, or else I'm not touching it. But anyway,
I won't touch it,
Kelly. I promise. But I am going to try. I'm still trying to get my cousin on, because aren't you curious to hear what they told her?
I'm very curious to hear what they told her. But like I said, it's the more or less is like they're telling people to say what they think they have, and you can give it to companies to help create an antivirus. But the thing is like I said, it has to be broken down correctly, and that's why we don't have one, is because there's not enough testing done to see what's actually going to work, because the virus is actually evolving.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for being a frontline hero. We need to get you a frontline hero sign on your front yard. Have you nominated yourself, or has anybody nominated you that you know of?
No.
Go to kiss951.com and you could sign up to get an MRL show frontline hero sign. I'd love to put one there. I will personally bring it to your house and put it in your front yard.
Then I'll hand you the blood and you can do whatever you do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. Go to kiss951.com. Everybody can sign up there, by the way.
And to be clear, I don't think it's your cousin that has misheard. I think it's you.
Dude, all I know is she said, I'm coming and I'm bringing the antibody with me.
Okay. Whatever the hell that means.
Laugh about it now, dude, but if you get so sick, strange. You're going to want this. And I'm going to be like, no, bro, go listen to Tuesday's show, June 9th, and admit you were wrong.
That's such a strange story.
I'll try and get my cousin on before we get out of here, though, and see what she has to say.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, so Manny's family is coming in to the Queen City today.
Flying
into the Queen City today. And they're bringing, your cousin has the antibodies for COVID-19, and they're bringing the antibodies, which is pretty much like in a vial of blood.
I think it's in a test tube, yeah.
Test tube?
But we were talking about this a little while ago, and Kelly, a registered nurse, called in and said that the reason why the doctor gave my cousin the antibody blood is because she can then turn it to a lab, which will study it and then help make a vaccine.
Manny, you think that you can take this thing home and just shoot it up and you're going to be corona-free?
From what I understand, if I got sick, the doctor can use the blood from my cousin to help fight the virus.
What does that even mean?
And I know you find it funny, but it's my cousin, Kristen. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Live from New Jersey.
Since you are the owner of the blood, I got to ask, what did your doctor tell you?
So there's actually four owners of the blood in this house because all four of us had it and all four of us have the antibody. And so what the doctor explained is, and what they're actually looking for is, if you test positive for the antibodies, they want your plasma, right? So the plasma that you have within your blood, because that can actually help treat patients who are in the middle of coronavirus to help them through the healing process much faster. And it may even be less severe.
Good night, everybody.
But what is your doctor expecting? Like, let's say Manny gets it. What does the doctor want Manny to do with the blood?
Well, that I'm not as well versed.
Okay.
I just know that what they want is for people who have had it to donate their blood, which I would imagine actually goes through a blood bank.
Okay.
At that point, they would store it and then be able to donate that blood for those that are in need.
Next question is, was your doctor like an alternative medicine type of doctor? Or is this like a legitimate
medical doctor? Don't feel like you have to answer any question that you don't want to, cuz.
Like, is he kind of...
No, he's my husband's primary care physician.
Oh, and he's a real doctor.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah. I mean, we're not like having some guy, Dr. Pepper, you know, giving out advice.
No,
it's Dr. Pepper giving out advice.
Yeah.
He's the legit MD of my husband and has been his primary care physician for at least 10 years.
And by the way, in all seriousness, her husband had a bad case of COVID-19.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So they take this serious up there in New Jersey.
It was interesting because all four of us had very, very different symptoms. And my husband had the textbook case, as those are describing, that it was very severe.
Yeah, I mean, I know someone who has it, and they have back pain. I'm like, that's not even listed as a thing with
like
coronavirus.
A toothache.
Back pain. Okay, so let me ask you this. So since you have had it, and they don't have many studies that says that you can catch it again, are you just, like, going out to eat, not caring because you know you won't get it?
No masks.
No masks.
No sanitizer.
So, no, not quite. Because, well, first of all, we're only in phase one of everything opening here, so you can't really go out, and you're not allowed in any store without a mask. So we've been following all of the rules. However, am I less concerned? Absolutely I am, and I'm ready to get out.
So, you know, I thought it was just you coming into town, Kristen. And I heard about that, and I was like, that's great, because she has the antibodies. I'm not worried about her giving anything to Manny. And then
her two daughters are coming, and they also tested positive.
I was like, that's great. And then I find out there's your brother coming into town, and he's flying in, right? Is that right, your brother?
He's flying in from Chicago.
Yeah. Well, now there's some risk factors here. So now I think that there's a chance that Manny could get coronavirus, then I could get coronavirus.
Not from me.
Not from you. I was all good with you, Kristen.
Now I find out the whole family's coming in.
Do we have to get Kevin on next? My
Kevin,
brother?
I'm going to tell him to skip his flight. Stay.
Plus, Kevin's very big on the whole thing.
Does he think it's a sham?
Not that it's a sham, but everything's, you know, bloated. Everything is blown
up.
Kristen's
husband had it.
And he had a serious case of it. But also, they live in New Jersey, and Kristen commutes to the city all the time.
Kevin lives in Chicago.
He's in the suburbs, basically.
Oh.
He's like in York County.
Oh, so then Kevin would think I'm a nut job then with how serious I'm taking it.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I am.
Carrie's the only one, Kevin's wife's the only one who goes into the city, and she's been homebound for months.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
I so want to hang out with you guys. I'm just so scared to hang out with you guys.
Well, you can hang out with me. I know.
I can hang out with you.
So Kristen's allowed in the studio?
Yep. Kristen's allowed. Everyone else. Right.
Wait outside. Should I take her with Kristen on, or do I let Kristen go, producer Nicole?
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody else wants to talk to us, Chris, so I'll see you later. And by the way, Roy, on a serious question, like, how concerned are you for flying? It'll be your first time flying.
It'll be my first time flying. I'm not really concerned. We have all seats right next to one another. We're not, we have masks, we have gloves, we have wipes, antiseptics. We're just going to follow the rules, and I think we're going to be fine.
And you got that blood antibody. You got that vial.
Got blood.
Yep.
And you're bringing it, right?
Of course.
I can't wait to see. I'm bringing it in tomorrow. I have show and tell tomorrow. What are you going to bring in for show and tell? I'm bringing in blood. All right. Bye, Chris. Have a good flight. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye.
Welcome to North Carolina, where numbers are spiking daily.
Yeah. Didn't we one day have more new cases than New York had new cases?
Or more hospitalizations than New York did or something. The two. And here comes my cousin with the antibody flying into Charlotte.
I don't know what to believe, by the way, because we've had a nurse that said kind of the opposite of what your cousin was saying.
She sounded very convincing, though, didn't she?
She did. Let's talk with Anonymous in Salisbury. You're on. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Hey.
So what do you think about this?
There's not really a whole lot of studies that show whether or not it actually does work. We're giving a bunch of different treatments for it, but we have actually had a patient that has showed some improvement since getting the plasma.
What? So you're telling me, okay, but now Manny, to be clear, Anonymous, he's not just sitting at home just injecting himself with the blood with the antibodies. He's taking it to some place that is like a blood bank
it has to go through a blood bank and they have to test it and make sure that it has the antibodies and that it's
clean it
screened.
But my cousin already got that done. Like she already got
it
screened.
You gotta do it again.
Yeah,
they must have donated her plasma then.
What's it gonna take? Then, 2 weeks? By that time I'll be done with my symptoms.
Well, so you actually have to have symptoms before we give it. I mean I work in a hospital, so people are sick when they start getting it.
Okay.
But we have seen some improvement.
I'm telling you, Roy, you're laughing now, but you're going to be paying top dollar for this plasma. I'm not selling it to you for anything less than $50.
I know. And listen, I just saw the news. We're down in South Carolina. That deputy was only 38 years old and died of COVID-19.
Mm.
And you're going, like, there's no way I'm going to go protest with the Black Lives Matter. Even as much as I want to go out there, there's no way.
Yeah.
I'm too freaked out. I'm still freaked out about eating out.
Unless for some reason we don't have a huge spike.
The thing is you have to, like, some of the younger people that are dying, we are seeing some that don't have comorbidities, but a lot of times people who are younger that get it have other issues as well, like diabetes, heart disease, things like that.
I have all of that. Name a medical issue. I got it.
Kidney disease?
Got it. Sure.
Psoriasis?
Got it. Keep going. Liver issues? Got it. I'm probably diabetic.
Should be in a bubble, Roy.
Yeah, I know.
Obesity?
Obesity? Yeah, I think they call it max, like whatever that.
Thanks, Anonymous. Thanks for your call. Listen, we're having fun with this because it's uncharted territory and it's happening in my life, but obviously we take COVID-19 serious, and I know Roy's joking. But you have to understand, he's partially joking. You're not going to like this. 828 says, my boss had COVID twice.
Twice?
She tested positive, then tested negative, then tested positive.
Well, Kristen's not allowed in the studio now.
Weeks later.
Your cousin can't come.
Well, that sounds to me like the tests were screwed up. It wasn't.
Yeah, it does sound better.
Okay.
I don't know what. I think I'm going to go into hiding tomorrow because you get all these people coming into town that isn't taking it seriously, going to be near you. I don't know, man. Or I could just hide in producer Nicole's room.
Yeah, she's going to be gone Thursday and Friday. She'll be here tomorrow, though.
I may do that.
Okay.
Now, maybe I'll stay home. What am I working for? Like a sucker.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Roy, what's our hotline called?
It's called the School's Out Shout Out Hotline 704. 704.
That's a good start.
704-899-4071. If you're a student, a teacher, a parent, you can call that number. Tell us your name, which school you're shouting out, and who the people you want to shout out.
A lot of you didn't get to say goodbye to your teachers or other staff members at the school, too. Don't forget about the lunch ladies. Don't forget about the spectacular group of people who work in the janitorial service, the coaches, and the people that work in the administration office.
Uh-huh.
You can say all your goodbyes just like this.
Hey, this is Tina. I want to shout out my last baby graduating from high school, Alina Stitt. That's my baby. And I also have a nephew, Tomas Hamilton, graduating. And my other baby, he is my god-nephew, Jordan Payne. And my sweet, sweet little cousin, Kayla, who's graduating and going on to Spelman College. I am super excited. And congratulations to all my graduates. I love you.
It's Jake. And I'm in fourth grade from Jackson Christian. I want to shout out to Ms. Thornburg, who's my fourth grade teacher, because she taught me a lot of new stuff, and she made my grades go up. So I want that shout out. Thank you.
Shout out to Karsten Alfaro, graduating from North Lincoln High School.
Okay, hang on a second.
Yes.
Did you hear what that kid said?
What?
My teacher made the grades go up.
Yeah.
Through teaching, hopefully. Not like some scheme of...
No. The teacher made the grades go up because
I want to shout out Miss Deborah. My parents paid her $200 and I got good grades.
Head over to at the MRL show on Insta to get the number for the School's Out Shout Out Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.